the buzz, I had it again.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 326. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off there with a track from Rev Gusto. That song's called The Boys Are At It Again, and it's on their new album, Burnt Out Friends, which comes out July 28th on High Dive Records, a band from Kansas City, Missouri, finally putting out a full-length album, and I think kind of their first official release. I put out a 7-inch of the band about a year ago, maybe two, who knows, and they had an EP that was just a demo that seemed to change from show to show for a while, but this is the first official release, and it is very, very good. I've got some good music for you this week, actually, and it's a weird mix, so you're going to have to bear with me here. Let's dip into some power pop, though. This is The Connection with the song Labor of Love.
Because the FCC won't let them play, so no royalty will come my way. That's how it goes.
Welcome back from a short little set there. That was Patsy's Rats with the song Rock and Roll Friend. That is the lead-off track from the band's new EP, self-titled, released on La Di Da Records August 1st. Though I think you can get that one online now. Three songs, very good. And they have something to do with the band Mean Jeans. I think they share a member or something like that. Before that, we heard from The Connection, a band from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with the song Labor of Love. That is the title track of their album, which came out June 23rd on Rumbar Records, quickly becoming one of my favorite labels. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Jumping back into some music now, I'm going to change gears entirely. I warned you it was coming. This is The Bird and the Bee with the song Doctor.
Senses, just like the time before, the time before that. I visit the symphony and I smell the right well. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. You've been standing on deep waters. cups with rum and raise a toast to the and raise a toast to the world of scum around us, coziness. What's the light? I suffered a terrible fright last night, and I got no interest in getting dressed today to go outside and play a game you know so well. To my senses, just like the time before, the time before that I visit the symphony. I smell a rat. Well, midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain. You've been standing on deep waters. Midnight meets the rain. Midnight meets the rain.
Couple curious tracks there, and I must confess I'm not a fan of either one of them. And that last track was Destroyer with the song Midnight Meet the Rain. That is on the new album Poison Season, which comes out August 28th on Merge Records. I think he has written some fantastic songs. Some of my favorites in the last decade, but this album, it just goes too far. That song there has the most gumption of anything on there, but most of it just feels languid. I'm not a fan. Before that, we heard from The Bird and the Bee with the song Doctor. That's on that band's new album, Recreational Love, which came out July 17th on Rostrum Records, a band out of Los Angeles. And I thought their first album was really nice. It was a good combination of jazz and pop, and it kind of landed them on Blue Note, which is a good place to be, right? But no, not so much anymore. And in fact, that's an album that I'll probably actually delete off of my computer. That doesn't happen very often. So you win some, you lose some. Let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 326. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we have got Schwervon coming up at the Record Bar on the 24th. Rev Gusto playing album release party on the 25th at Harling's. On the 31st, Radke is packing it into the Record Bar. And the 31st is also Schwervon at Harling's with a couple of other bands that sound really good, so that'll be a hard choice there. Maybe making it back to Boston for Chumped at the Middle East on the 14th of August. Then looking ahead, August 30th, Swerve Driver at the Record Bar. September 10th, Fiedlar at the Bottleneck. Diet Sig playing at the Record Bar on the 14th of September. Amazing that that's coming through. So happy about that. Best Coast playing the Record Bar on the 20th, 25th. Addicts at the Riot Room, and that one's with Uncouth. So as you can hear, I'm back in Kansas City a bit. Not only do you hear the high fidelity of my my home recording, but you know, most of those shows are Kansas City shows, and I'll be filling out my concert calendar a lot more with local shows because I think I'm back in Kansas City for a while, but who knows? I could be anywhere. Let's see. Looking at the website, we did get photos up of the Eternal Summers and Wild Honey show that happened 7 nights. So there's photos and video of that one out there. Otherwise, not much new. I need to get out more. But I'm back. It's going to happen. All right, we got one track left. I'm going to play a track from you from the band Ott. The song is called Beautiful Blue Sky. It's on the album Sun Coming Down. Now, this album doesn't come out until September 18th. But I just had to play this track because it's really, really good. And the whole album is really, really good. It comes out on Constellation Records, the band out of Montreal, the label out of Montreal. And it definitely has kind of that, not really early Wire, but I guess early comparative to Wire today. Anyway, it is definitely a post-punk thing. It's definitely very, very good, very, very smart, with very smart lyrics, and just a lot of fun. Lose yourself in this one. Thank you very much for listening. One last track for you. This is Ott with the song Beautiful Blue Sky. Thank you.
Yes.